This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Senate leaders are removing a Democratic senator from her committee assignments. CPR's Ben Berkland reports next session they also plan to approve an ethics investigation into her treatment of legislative aides.
Senator Sonia Hawkins Lewis of Longmont has faced several complaints that she mistreated staff or created a hostile work environment, including a recent complaint that she used campaign funds to have staff do yard and other personal work. In November, Hawkins Lewis was reelected to a second term. She said she's deeply sorry if any miscommunication or action on her part hurt anyone. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver City Council is weighing a measure to prohibit the sale of most flavored tobacco products. That includes fruit and candy-flavored e-cigarettes, chew, and pouches and menthol cigarettes. More than 100 community groups backed it as a way to help prevent youth vaping and grapple with racial and ethnic health disparities. On the other side, industry and businesses sell the products like vape shops. Greer Bailey, executive director of a statewide group representing convenience stores, says if passed, choice will be limited.
The only thing that bans really do is drive a market underground or drive it to other jurisdictions that don't have the bans.
Then Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a similar measure in 2021. Football teams from Colorado's major state universities now know their bowl games. The University of Colorado Buffaloes will play in the Alamo Bowl against BYU on December 28th. The Colorado State University Rams will take on the University of Miami in the Arizona Bowl. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.